Yo, 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 what's going on? It's Greg Lunt, and it is May 15th, 2019, and it is 10 p.m. on this Wednesday, and I'm getting started on the podcast really late. Got out of work around 6:30, and then I came home and was helping my mom transfer money into her Bitcoin account. And so, you know, things are getting hot and heavy out there in crypto land. So, you know, my mom is very technically ignorant, let's say. And so she asks a lot of questions just in general. So when we're doing this stuff and I'm trying to do it over FaceTime, it ended up taking like 2 hours for her to send a wire transfer and to set up one of her wallets. So, yeah, that took me to about 9 o'clock-ish, and then I was on the phone with my brother for a little bit. He wanted to talk about some things that were going on in his head, and then I threw my laundry in, and then here we are. So I want to keep it short today just because I don't want to have to edit all into the night. I'm pretty tired. I got to bed at around 2 o'clock last night, also doing some crypto stuff, you know, getting my head back in the game here since Bitcoin is now back up to 8,000, almost around 130-140% in the last 3 months, and we're back in a bull market. So that doesn't mean that we're going to go parabolic immediately and we're, you know, next stop 100K, but it does mean that the weekly trend on the chart has reversed, and so we're no longer in a bear market. Things have settled down and now reversed the other way, and we're seeing a lot of green candles, and so I'm actually waiting for a nice little red candle to come in, meaning downward price action, so that I can maybe put a little bit more in, or I can at least get my mom in a little bit more. So you know, that's all I'm gonna really do about crypto today, but it's exciting times to think about the upside that's there. And for those of you that have been around the podcast for a while, I have done a few podcasts on Bitcoin and crypto back in the day during those first 50 episodes. Haven't really touched on it at all in the last, 30 now? I think this is episode 79. So I guess 29 episodes I've been back already. But yeah, in other news, I think I broke my finger. I'm not really sure how, which is the weird part, but I was clicking my mouse a few days ago and I was like, damn, my finger hurts. And I looked down and it's like swelled the fuck up. Like the top half of my right hand middle finger is looking mad chubby and it's sensitive and it's black and blue. And I don't know what I did. I must have like hit the tip of my hand against a fucking wall or a chair or something and not even realized. Because it hurts like a bitch, but I've been icing it. I don't have an ice pack, but what I did is I took these frozen blueberries I have and I put them in a little Ziploc bag about like maybe 2/3 of the way up. And then I just kind of wrap that around my finger. And I've been doing that 2 or 3 times a day for the past few days. So it's getting a little bit better, but you know, just typing all day and opening doors and clicking and I'm still like lifting weights a little bit and doing yoga in the morning, so that's putting like pressure on my hands, but it's not like brutal, but I'm sure I'm adding a little bit of recovery time onto this bad boy. So I guess that just is what it is. You know, you always take for granted your health until you don't have it, and then you're like, oh god, if only I could just have my hand back to normal. And then, but when you're 100% healthy, hopefully many of you are that right now, just be grateful for that, you know, because imagine if your right leg broke or if you severely sprained your neck and you couldn't turn it. It's nice to have your health. That is something that is super undervalued and underappreciated. So I'm not sure what else I really want to get into today. I am having a good time at work. Work is challenging right now, but I'm working on a project that hopefully comes to fruition. It's due on Tuesday and a little less than a week here. So it's been cool. I'm settling in. It's a project that is more up my alley. And I've been collaborating with a lot of people in the office on it. And, you know, I'm making a lot of friends where for the first couple months, I was kind of just keeping to myself as I was feeling my way through. And now it's been easier to open up and everybody is really cool in the office. So I'm enjoying time there more than I have in the past. Update on the app is that things have been going slow for the past month, or I don't know. That's a lie. The past 2.5 weeks is probably better, as one of my co-founders is overseas. So we're doing our best to keep things moving. But for now, things are a little bit slow. Hopefully they pick up here, and it should be a fun summer as all this stuff kind of gets going. So life is good. I'm just, you know, pushing through every day. Weather's amazing out here in LA. I am loving the way things are going. I missed Lightning in a Bottle last weekend, which is a music festival that I've been to a couple times here since I moved out to LA, but wasn't gonna work out. I really wanna catch some festivals this summer. That would be great. Hopefully that works out. It's nice to have the job and have some income so I can play around a little bit and the car and all that good stuff. So yeah, everything's good. I'm just trucking along here. And sorry for the short episode, but I am super tired, and next week I'm going to make it a point to, you know, give myself a little bit more time, and we'll get back into maybe just some more high-level thinking, and I like when I just start exploring different topics and not really know where I'm going. Right now I'm kind of pushing myself along, if you can't tell, like, so I can keep it under 10 minutes, I guess, but... I love you guys, and thanks for listening. I will talk to you next Wednesday. Have a great week. Peace out.